This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green vest tumble. Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheepin sitting in for Vince Fennelli and broadcasting live out of Montana. And I'm going to really dive into the divide and conquer strategies, the dumbing down, especially the politically correct aspect of things. In other words, we try to be politically incorrect because we want to deliver truth and we want to give you the strategies of the propaganda that's behind the scenes, which we've done before, but I like to use published articles and published interviews in the public domain. Okay, one thing we've done is we've proved this many, many times. We've given the evidence, and a lot of, you know, a lot of people are just, they're fearful of being called a name, you know, controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, intolerant, violent, hate, conspiracy theorist, and all this upsets like white supremacists and the best domestic terrorists and all this stuff. We've heard them all. You've heard me say it many times, and they're afraid to be put on a list. And they're also, their ego is so damaging, their pride is so damaging to their existence that they can't admit that they were wrong. They can't admit that they were played, that they were duped. Just like the example or analogy I gave of the bioweapon vaccines, and I use vaccines in air quotes here, folks. All the people who estrange their friends and family for saying, oh, you better take it, you better take it. I don't want to be around you. And now everybody knows it's a bioweapon. They see people dying and being disabled all over the world. But how many of those people came to you and said, I apologize, I was wrong? Very few, right? Now, I've had people come to me, a few mothers, mostly fathers, and practically crying and saying, Rich, I told my parents, I told my children to take this bioweapon, and it's killing me. I think the only way to come clean is to say you were wrong and look at it as a lesson. I've given this example before of this person I knew. He was 57 years old in hospice in his deathbed, and he looked at us straight in the eye and he said, I know smoking didn't give me lung cancer. And he professed to be the super-duper Christian. He wasn't a bad guy at all. But his ego was so high, his pride, he couldn't swallow his pride, where he could have taken the last 6 months of his life and talked to young people and say, don't smoke, this is what happened to me. So this is where I'm going to go, and I want you to listen closely how these articles are so closely related. And I'm going to start with an article, probably the most politically correct, incorrect of them all here. Unapologetic Jamaican vacation rental owner says she will no longer allow black Americans to stay at her property. And I'm going to quote, I'm quoting her here. They fight with each other. They're disrespectful. They're entitled and unappreciative. And say the reason they are that way is that they've been spoiled. And she's talking about American blacks, by the way. She says that they've been spoiled and given too much free crap in America. Okay, it's not a total quote. Okay, I had to paraphrase a couple of words there because we're on AM and FM radio as well as podcasts. articles, and then I'm going to make some comments on this. And I'm going to connect the dots. Berkeley professor lied for so many years. She's actually white, and she built her whole career on Native American roots. So in other words, she says she was an American Indian. Who else has done that, folks? How about Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren from the Hiawatha tribe? Look, Candace Owens basically became famous for talking about how the system made her liberal in the beginning of her adult life, made her hateful, and wanted her as a black female to be a victim. She has talked in great detail, and that's what basically made Candace Owens. Owens is talking about the truth. Next article here. Black woman who was fired from Equinox gym, okay, after being late 47 times in 10 months. Now, I want you to think about this. If you have a job wherever, working for whomever, and you were late 47 times in 10 months, wouldn't you expect to have been fired like many, many, many months ago? Well, she sued for discrimination because she's a black woman, and the jury awarded her over $11 million. The word victim group status and entitled doesn't even cover this, people. This is a divide and conquer strategy to lower the bars of standards and expectations for work, to delegitimize work, to eliminate value. So basically, the people who are getting the free lunch didn't earn their job. And the powers that be want you to react emotionally so there's no critical thinking. I want you to think about this, folks. I want you to think about all the despair, the emotion, and how they don't want just to eliminate your critical thinking, but they want to manipulate your mind. Think about all the unit of measures of despair, all the propaganda for fear and ego, loneliness, depression. Look at the medication for antidepressive, SSRIs, all this stuff. Look at the obesity, the suicide, the losing, the lost skill sets that America has, the mass formation psychosis, or whatever you call it, mass formation of basically following the crowd while you're being used by the elite. Look at all the slogans being chanted. Look at how we're no longer thinking. Lockdowns, masks, kneeling, chanting, hate, rainbows, to get basically the rainbow flag, the LGBTQ flag, trumping, no pun intended, the United States of America flag. This is illegal. Remember, the Nazis did this too with the Nazi flag. It's done to humiliate you. This is part of the psyops. Look at the name calling. How do you define a woman anymore? Look at the fathers being kicked out of the home, the divorce rate. The marriage rate, the divorce rate's the highest it's ever been. The marriage rate's the lowest ever been. Look at how they're pushing ideology to the woke masses. Look how science is being bought and paid for. I've given articles where gardening is racism. Math is racism. Basically what we're doing, folks, is some of you who are of what the elite call victim groups, okay? Victim group status. But you think you're being vindicated, but you're being used as puppets by the globalist elite to bring in communism. You're being used. You're not just participating in breaking the system. You're participating in weaponizing the system against the rule of law and the American people. You're making the lawmakers break the law. American people. You're allowing the powers that be to fix and rig the system against us. Think about the progression. This is why they use terms like progressiveness, okay? We've talked about the anti-communitarian manifesto and the Hegelian dialectic and the Leipzig connection and all that. And depending, I should mention it again, but I don't know how much time I have. We have to look at progression. You destroy a family. You erase women. You don't stand up for your children. And then you get the pedophilia. You get the poor kids not, you know, identifying as a different gender at a young age, and no one's protecting them. You have obeying the government and the state and the corporation's control in a fascist state. What's the key word there? Controlled. You delegitimize work. You bring in UBI, or Universal Basic Income, and combine that with mind control and more psyops. What do you have? Control. The powers that be bring in problem, reaction, solution. You have, what's that? Government control. You have homosexual marriage. You have, and then it goes to pedophilia. You reward mediocrity and followers. You devolve the people. Everything is about you being controlled. Okay? I got to stop going into tangents here and go back to more articles. And New York City professor who threatened New York Post reporter with machete turns herself into police. She happens to be a black female. And she's crying victim. Not making this stuff up. Now pay attention to this article, folks. World Economic Forum speaker tells the audience that the elites trust each other while the general population does not. You have to realize that I've talked about all this before, but the Leipzig connection, where John D. Rockefeller said competition is sin. So what he does, he funds early 1900 socialized progressive education. And he wants the Rockefeller funding to take over and destroy naturopathy, homeopathy, basically in favor of surgery and chemical drugs. Like 1963, what they do, they put kids on Ritalin who were active. Yeah, but look at the anti-communication manifesto. All this reset plan, folks, has been an international plan to control your destiny for at least 60, 70, 80 years. Easy. I'm being gracious with that number. Probably more than that. So when you hear common good, Agenda 21, Agenda 30, Common Destiny, Sustainable City, Developmental City, Communitarian, Socialism, all this progressive word, global warming, climate change. Basically, it's the United Nations and the world's elite, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Community, the Bilderbergs, the Davos Group, the Rockefeller, the Rothschilds, the Carnegies, the Morgans, all of them. They are managing the world through elitism. That's why you have isms and ists. The power of the U.S. is supposed to be held by individuals. And they're eliminating individual rights. Government's only legal purpose is to protect and maintain property rights in U.S. borders.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm going to try and speed things up a little bit because of time. The next article is here. Hillary Clinton claims Florida isn't safe for black and LGBT people. These are divide and conquer strategies. They're desperate to hide their crimes, and they need race wars. They need civil wars. I've given articles. There's a reason why I give our published articles and interviews in the public domain, because I remember a lot of them. And they connect certain dots to show certain propaganda strategies by the left. Hillary has said that black men are super predators. She has said that Eric Holder and other blacks, that she couldn't tell them apart because they all look the same. It's all BS. They give the impression of benevolence, but they are the opposite. Everything, when they call you, just like Donald Trump is a Russian spy, you know, Matt Gaetz is a pedophile, Kavanaugh is a gang rapist. Everything that they say you did or we did, they've already done or are going to do. And they project it onto us. It's called projection. That's why I mention a lot of these psychological terms. Next, leftists are now calling Muslims bigots and white supremacists for wanting to protect their children from LGBT groomers. See, they say this enough, but it doesn't mean anything. Anti-white, Southern Poverty Law Center lumps Moms for Liberty movement in with the KKK and hate group. Think about that. Anti-white person with the Southern Poverty Law Center says Moms for Liberty are a hate group like the KKK. Well, I don't know if you heard about this article and video that unfortunately came out with Joe Biden delivering the eulogy to the KKK Kliegel Senator Robert Byrd's funeral. They were very close. It's all a joke, people. All of it. It's a scam. It's fraud. It's theater. It's propaganda. It's lies. It's gaslighting. All of it. All right. Daniel Penny speaks out, says Jordan Neely was threatening to kill people on the subway before the chokehold. The only reason this became had so much publicity is because Daniel Penny was white and Jordan Neely was black. He's a hero. When you kill, when you try to keep people from killing others, that's called a hero. Speaking of heroes, this is about a month and a half old video, but I haven't had time to share this with you. There's a person, his name is Jose Vega, and I don't know if he's Hispanic, black, I don't know, but he didn't look white, and it shouldn't matter, because it should care about if you're an American or not. And he shamed the editors of the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, and Reuters into silence for being nothing more than government shills. Government shills and hacks. That's called an American, people. That's all it is. Okay, here's a... I'm going to go off into a little tangent, but not much. It's the same thing. It's the same propaganda. And Martina Navratilova just basically blasted a trans cyclist for victory in North Carolina, a woman cycling event, because it was a man. And she says, what a joke. And, you know, the same thing is another article titled The Fastest Girl in Connecticut Sues the State After Losing to a Biological Male. I see three beautiful young women or females or girls. I know, well, you can't say girls or females or women anymore. So, wow. Anyway, there's three on the cover here, and there's no doubt about it. They have high standards, and they're fit to the core. And this one female, her name is Chelsea Mitchell, 20 years old. She calls herself the fastest girl in Connecticut, is now suing to overturn the rules in her home state. Look, obviously, I'm going to have to wait till after the break. But this is the same thing, the same call of action to the Riley Gaines of the world. Riley, I believe you or your people sent me an email a few weeks ago. Everybody, including me, on the internet, on the alternative media, is for the unfairness of biological males competing against females.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Labor Department says last month's inflation rate was at its lowest rate in more than 2 years. The Consumer Price Index rose by just 0.1% in May. History happens in Miami this afternoon when former President Trump steps into a federal courtroom to face 37 felony charges dealing with the classified documents he kept at his home. Security is tight as authorities prepare for possible protests around the courthouse. The celebration of the Denver Nuggets NBA championship left 10 people wounded last night as gunfire erupted about a mile from Ball Arena. Three of the 10 victims were seriously hurt. A suspect is in custody. Praise from Hollywood and beyond for actor Treat Williams, who died in an accident near his home in Vermont yesterday. He was thrown from his motorcycle when it hit an SUV. A movie and TV star for nearly 50 years, Treat Williams was 71. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last year,
God,
you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Last half an hour of the broadcast, we certainly appreciate you being here, and hopefully we're giving you some information that you can use in the fact column to realize how the powers that be in the world globalist elite are using you, distracting you, dumbing you down, and especially divide and conquering you while purposely lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Qualifications are gone, merit's gone, and it delegitimizes work. So when I talked about Riley Gaines and all these young ladies and Navratilova and all this stuff, it is a joke. I am, and all of us, are for fairness. But when you, as females, and I look, I'm all for female athletes. I really am. I've never taken any different posture. But when you're running around saying it isn't fair, and I, for years, I competed, and, you know, now I'm competing against biological males, and it was all for nothing. This is part of the PSYOP. It's done to humiliate you, to embarrass you. You remember how I talked about how they control you emotionally through ego, through pride, through saving face. This is part of the progression that we've talked about, not just today, but many times before. Okay? It's part of delegitimizing work. So when you complain that, and I'll use my examples that I've been through because it holds so much water. Back in 1979, I was 19 years old. I was bench pressing 365 pounds. I could carry any one of you women that I mentioned today up and down a ladder. Well, that was the year the women's group sued. They couldn't pass the physical test, so they sued to lower the bars of standards and expectations for the job. A couple years later, in 1982, I got a degree in forestry. I wanted to come out to the Northern Rockies and work in the woods. That was my dream job, to work for the National Forest Service. Well, I showed up at the interview with a degree in hand and experience in the woods. They told me they couldn't hire me as a white male. They hired two girls, 18 years old, right out of high school. No education, no degree, no experience, no merit, no nothing. So this is how the progression works, people. They make you feel entitled to play the victim group status cards. They embarrass you. They make you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications for a job, while you demand that the people who are affected, like the poor middle-class white males, get no protection, no rights, and no restitution of the rule of law. And you're enabling the most corrupt companies and government departments in the world while giving them liability immunity. When I say liability immunity, I mean even Big Pharma. When I tried to sue Big Pharma because I had phenomenal numbers and I tried to get a demotion, a job as a demotion, and they said it was for women only, I could have single-handedly, and I'm talking about the 500,000 people who died from this bioweapon, I could have single-handedly penetrated the Big Pharma veil of liability immunity and eliminated their total protectionist group status as an industry. If I could have sued. But because of the fact that all these people have been mind-controlled and programmed to say, oh, controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, remember all that? Because you go into default mode because the powers that be purposely get you to react emotionally. You stop critical thinking, you lose foresight thought, and you see where Big Pharma has taken the public and the world into eugenics, genocide, democide, and murder. So when you female athletes, and I agree, you're coming out, it isn't fair. You're coming out, I worked for years, and now it's all for nothing. I get it. We agree. But you can't, when you come out for years and play the victim group status card, when you're feeling entitled and you're demanding to lower the bars of standards, expectations, and qualifications for the job, when you are proving that this work has been delegitimized, value has been decreased, and people are no longer earning their job because they're only getting a job based on what group they're in. And now you come in here and you expect with all this emotion, it isn't fair, work for years, it's all for nothing. Even though I agree with you, you have to understand how they controlled your mind and how especially the older female generation have been duped. They've been played. They've been conned. Same with the people who took the bioweapon vaccine. And their ego, their pride, and their saving face can't admit it. And this is where we are. We have a job. We have a system where jobs are no longer earned. Everything's earned by what group you're in. It could be your victim group status, or it could be your nepotism connection. I'm going to give you my high jumper analogy, folks. I haven't done it for a while. I've talked about it. I haven't had time. It only takes a couple minutes. So I'm going to, let's say you are, or any Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue, is a small business, medium-sized business, large business, doesn't matter. And your business is that you are in the competition of hiring high jumpers for competition against other high jumper. It just works. Just bear with me if you're a new listener. So let's say there's two openings, and I'm going back 50 years. And this is the frustration because I'm going to be 63 here in a couple days. So when I see how America was and what America has turned into, it's very frustrating. So 50 years ago, if you were this high jumper business and you had two openings, so you started interviews, you put an ad in the paper and you had 500 applicants. You 50 years ago, your first interview, you put the bar at 6 feet. For the 500 applicants, only 1% would pass because you started the bar high because you wanted the best. So that means five people were available for the second interview. So you talked about diet, workout regime, hard work, effort, qualifications. Did you earn this? Or, you know, or was there some type of family connection or whatever? So you did, that was your second interview. So the two best people who jumped the highest and answered those questions based on hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, word of honor, a willingness to help others, merit, that's the two openings. The best two people got that job based on those first two interviews. Now this is today. This is America today, folks. You have to have the bar for the first interview at 6 inches, not 6 feet. Because you're going to offend people. You're going to be called a racist, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant by here, white supremacist, all this crap, right? So the bar is at 6 inches. So now only 1% failed. Instead of 1% passing like 50 years ago, because anybody can jump or walk over 6 inches. The only 1% who did fail was the people who were high on drugs and drunk out of their mind. So here comes the second interview. Now you have 495 applicants. Well, you can ask those questions about hard work, effort, results, qualifications, you know, with your workout regime, your diet. Heck, even, New York City now, they have victim group status to go along with being female and skin pigmentation. Now, if you're fat, I just read this from Mayor Adams, now you have victim group status in New York City. I'm not kidding you. Look it up. So the second interview today, it can't be those questions. Because you're going to offend people. You're going to be called names. You're going to be sued. So now you got to look at things like your skin pigmentation shade, your gender, the gender you identify as, your sexual orientation. But wait a minute. That's going to be the second position. The first position is going to be people who have nepotism connection. The Hunter Biden, the Nancy Pelosi's kid, the Mitt Romney's kid, the John Kerry's kid. You know, all these kids who have nothing to offer but are getting high-paying jobs in Ukraine on boards. In other words, that's going to be the first opening, is the nepotism connection. The second opening is going to be based on what group they're in. And nepotism connection is a group by itself as well. In other words, today in America, people, we have people who are getting high-paying jobs, especially in government and big corporations, who did not earn their job, who did least qualified are being put in charge of everything? This is America. No one's earning their job, which means no one's giving value to the people. And this is where we're at. So we have to go back. So to you female athletes who say it isn't fair, you worked all these years, what about the poor middle-class males for the last 50, 60 years who worked all these years and showed up with degrees in hand, experience in hand, who worked hard, and they couldn't get that job because they weren't in the right group? I want you to think about that. Again, Navratilova, Riley Gaines, I agree with everything you say. But you have to understand how you've been duped. You've been played. You've been used in mind control games. When you think your group hyphen and pronoun deserves the benefit of the doubt over hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, expectations, merit, qualifications, then it's over. You literally contributed to destroying your own country. And here's exactly where we are at today. This is it. Remember, all these fancy words. Hegelian dialectic is just that. He was an early 1800s imperial con artist that confused conclusions that were never sound. These conclusions were never sound. He used unreasonable semantic professional wordsmithing to lie and prove.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheba, live from Montana, sitting in for Vince, and this is the last segment of the broadcast. We appreciate you being here. What I'm going to do is just try to whip out as much information. I actually got to almost 70% of what I prepared for today. So that's good. That's probably better than average. I'm just going to rip out more. I'm going to go back to the lie categories. Obviously, I'm not going to get to the invasion, but I want to mention a couple. Let me mention a couple articles here. Xi Jinping is preparing China for war with the United States. Eric Adams to spend billions on free hotels for illegals. Okay, you're actually paying for that. Actual invasion is underway. Hundreds of thousands of military-aged men pouring into the country with help from the Biden administration. Mexican drug cartel caught with military-grade rocket launchers, the same weapons being sent to Ukraine. Never mind all the $86 billion of weapons left in Afghanistan coming back here to fight against us. Can you see this, people? Basically, it's an illegal alien invasion. And the movement of the masses across the U.S., 71% is ending up in Republican districts. And even saying that COVID came from China is now being considered hate speech, while 500 military-age men per week is crossing the U.S. border. Chinese military men. So let me go back to lies here. I just wanted to whip out a few of those articles. More than 300 scientific papers on COVID retracted for fraud. There's no statute of limitations for fraud, folks. The fact is that our lawyers, our judges, our politicians, bankers, and many more are not doing their job. And I want to remind you that when I tried to sue Big Pharma, just think, if I could have penetrated the veil of liability immunity, just a little load me. Think about that. Think about how many millions of lives I could have saved, but political correctness stopped me from doing that. I contacted 30 attorneys. Attorneys told me some of the following. I didn't, as a white male, especially a poor middle-class white male, I didn't have enough victim group status. One attorney told me I didn't have enough group self-pity points. And another attorney told me that if I was a female, I would have had a $10 million lawsuit that day. This is America today, folks. Qualification $1 million of Biden Ukraine FD 1023 investigation in the summer of 2020. Do you know when I look when I look at the comments and I read about William Barr right now, the words that are coming from Americans' mouths are treason and cowardice. And that's what William Barr and the Barr family will be known for. Benedict Arnold will be a compliment for this family. Next, Biden Pride event devolves into transgender topless show at the White House. You can't even, you can make this stuff up. So now, I guess at the White House, you can go topless. Alrighty then. Women's group to spend tens of millions of dollars to boost Kamala's image. Think about that. Can't be real. It can't be about facts. It's got to be about faking and publicizing and propagandizing Kamala Harris's image. Wow. That's how low we've sunk, people. Wisconsin County poised to pass a four-part resolution to become nation's first sex reassignment sanctuary. You know what the title of this article is, folks? This is evil. That is the title of this article. Trans man who's a biological woman cries after realizing life as man is very difficult. And it's, and she's on video. I'm not kidding you. I don't make any of this stuff up, people. I really don't. I comment and give analysis on the facts, on the proof, on the evidence, and on the truth. Next, Merrick Garland and Jack Smith used linguistic tricks to indict President Trump on junk document charges, even though there's so much of that by Joe Biden when he was vice president and senator, and nothing happens to him. Talk about double standards. The Biden family had 20 shell companies that were funneling money, and nothing happens. Antifa member who was arrested at brawl against Armenians in Glendale has prior arrests related to felony sex, child sex crimes. They use people to blackmail them to say, okay, you either go to jail for this sex crime or you're going to be, we're going to weaponize you to be our brown shirt. This is America, folks. And this is what happens when you don't speak up. Thank you for being here. You all have a great Tuesday, and we'll talk to you next time. Take care.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.